The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from God's servant. Be blessed.
Father, we just worship you.
Baba, atisi.
We honor you.
Abola fun yin.
Great and mighty God, we praise you.
Baba wa to tobi ni pa ti agbara aye yin logo.
Hallelujah to your name.
Hallelujah si oruko yin.
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 Hallelujah to your name. Tonight, Father,
Baba,
like you did in the days of old, you are still the same today. We ask that you will do more than ever before. Glorify yourself in our midst tonight. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
God bless you. Be seated. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have a lot of work to do tonight. So I want you to listen very carefully and then flow along with me. We started by looking at who the waymaker is. He creates a way where none existed before. And we saw the problem that Israel had, and the power of God that became manifested. And we said in the morning, the power of God that creates way is rooted in his promises. God is not just doing it for fun.
He
is doing it to fulfill his promises.
Because
his promises, they are yes and they are amen. And I remember the first night also that I was here. We also said that the way maker is also an indication that God guides us through impossible situations. Guides us. He guides us through impossible situations. The way maker suggests to us that God also directs us. He guides us through impossible situations. He tells us what to do and how to go about it. And before you know it, where you thought there was no way before, as he begins to guide you, you discover that a way just opened up. And I want to pray tonight that the hand of God will guide you. The hand of God will direct you. You will know what to do. The person who does not know what to do, we keep on suffering. We keep on being in pain. We keep on struggling because he doesn't know what to do. But when you know what to do, life becomes easier because you will be doing what is right. There are many who are doing trial and error. And I don't blame you at all, because you just have to do something. And so you try this one today, and then you try this one tomorrow, and see which one is going to work. And that's very good. But the problem with that is that time is going, efforts have been wasted, resources are even going down, and if care is not taken, that person may end up not achieving anything. Because you can try 1,001 things. You may try 1,001 things. And the only thing that will work is what you have not tried. But if God guides you through that impossible situation, he will guide you to do that which is right. And when he guides you, you can be sure whichever path he asks you to take, there will be a miracle there for you. Now let's go back to the book of Exodus. In that same chapter 14 which we have been reading, and you saw Israel was in serious trouble. They were caged in. The sea was ahead of them. Pharaoh was coming behind them. And there were mountains to the left and mountains to the right. They didn't know what to do. It was an impossible situation. They cried unto the Lord. Moses now told them, don't be afraid. That's in verse 13. Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. See how God will guide you through this impossible situation. We are in an impossible situation now. But be still. Don't fret. Don't be afraid at all. He will guide us. Wait and see the the salvation of the Lord. That the Egyptians you see today, you will never see them again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then in verse 14, he said, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And then verse 15, which is where I'm going. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Why are you crying to me? Now, listen to me. What we read earlier on was Israel crying to the Lord. They were crying unto the Lord. And then they complained to Moses. We did not see any accounts where it was recorded that Moses was crying to the Lord. The only thing we see here is God saying, Moses, why are you crying to me? It means that between that verse 14 and 15, something happened that was not recorded. In verse 14, Moses told the people, the Lord shall fight for you. You will hold your peace. But something happened, which is what God was now referring to in that verse 15. The Lord said unto Moses, why do you cry to me? So it suggests to us that between verse 14 and 15, there was a time that Moses now began to cry to God. Moses began to pray to God. Anyone that is in an impossible situation, you must create time to cry to God, to pray in faith. If you want him to guide you through that impossible situation, you must make time to cry unto him. If you want to know what to do, if you want him to tell you what to do, you must create time to call on him. Now, we do not know whether Moses separated himself, he left the people to be at a certain place and begin to pray, or he was just among them. Or he was just among them. So we don't know whether he left them to go to a secret place to go and pray, or he was just with them and he was praying. But the only thing we know is that Moses was praying because he needs a solution. He needs God to guide him. What do I do now? What do I do now? Everybody, they didn't know what to do. The Bible tells us that when they left Israel, about 600,000 men left Israel. You shall know 600,000. Hallelujah.
Amen.
About 600,000
men.
Not counting the women. Not counting the children. Now, of all this multitude, nobody knows how to go away from this impossible situation. Nobody had an answer. Nobody had a solution. Everybody was just crying and complaining. But there was somebody who said, we can get the solution. God can guide us through this situation. And if God is going to guide us, we will need to call on him. And so he went to pray. The Bible did not even record for us what words he used in prayer. We do not know. But God said to Moses,
Moses,
why are you crying to me? I can imagine that Moses was seriously praying. God, you are the one that has been helping me. You sent me on this assignment. You are the one that brought these people. Look at where we are now. What shall we do? I don't even know what to do. There is nobody in this audience that knows what to do. You are the only one that have the answer. Can you direct us now, O God? Can you lead us now, O God? Listen to me. We said, the way making power of God is rooted in his what? In his promises. But for every promise to come to pass, there must be prayers. Promise, prayers,
adura,
performance. Between promise and performance, there is a P in between. What is that thing in between?
Adura.
I can't hear you.
Adura.
Say it louder.
Adura.
It is prayer that links promise to performance.
Adura lo ma mu ki ileri ko di mimu se.
When a person have a promise,
nigba ti eniyan ba ni ileri,
and he misses the center P,
eyi ti o wa padanu eyi to
ko se, which is prayer,
eyi ti si adura,
you cannot see performance.
A o le ri ona ba ti se mimu se ileri na.
It is prayer.
Adura yi
to link the promise.
O na ni yo mu ki ileri
to performance.
Lati mu di mumu se.
And I'll give you several examples in the Bible.
Aje ti fun wa ni opolopo apere ninu Bible.
God told Elijah.
Olorun so fun Elijah.
Go and tell Ahab.
E lo so fun Elijah.
It is time for rain.
Akoko to fun ojo.
I am going to send rain.
Emi o na ojo wa.
How many of you remember that story?
Melo nu wa la ranti tan na.
That was a promise. That God was going to send rain. And Elijah went to Ahab. And he said,
Ahab,
begin to go now to the city. Because rain is about to fall. And Ahab got on his horse. And he began to run to the city. But Elijah did not run to the city. Where did he go to? Talk to me. He climbed the mountain. And he began to pray. The other person was running away. So that before the rain comes, you will get home. Because God has made a promise. But somebody knows that between promise and performance, there is an ingredient called prayer. He went to the prayer mountain and he began to pray. We don't know how long he prayed, but when he finished the first session of prayer, he sent his servant and he said, go and check how far. And that one said, it's Ofa.
Only Koti Lojutu.
Ofa, far.
Oh, Jojinaga. Koti Sinka Kambe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That did not discourage him.
Ele ye ko niko niko duwaka.
What did he do again?
Kilotu say.
He continued to pray.
Otes, badura.
When he finished the second prayer session, he sent the boy again. Go and check. And the boy said, the sun is really getting higher than before. He was not discouraged. He went the third time again. He went the fourth time. The fifth time he went again. The sixth time he went again. Then on the seventh time, after finishing praying, he sent the boy again. He said, go and check. And the boy said, the cloud has changed now. Rain is about to fall. There was a promise, but there was prayer to bring it to performance. God made a promise. promise to the children of Israel that they will be carried to captivity. And Jeremiah the prophet, he said, in this captivity you are going, you will be there for 70 years. After 70 years, God is going to bring you out. And he will bring you back to your land. And so they were carried away to captivity. When the 70th year came, Daniel was reading the book of Jeremiah.
Daniel onka iwe Jeremiah.
The book of the prophet Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
And he saw there that Jeremiah had prophesied that there is a promise of God that 70 years is what they will spend in captivity. And when he calculated it, it was already 70 years. What did he do? He began to pray. Say, oh God, the time has come according to your promise for us to return from captivity. He took time to begin to pray. He began to pray. And as he was praying, he was also fasting. Thank God for those of us who are fasting at this meeting. As he kept on praying, the answer did not come. Elijah prayed 7 times. But for Daniel, he was praying until after 21 days. The angel of the Lord now appeared to him. And he said, Daniel, you are most beloved. God loves you so much. From the first day you began to pray, God has heard you and he has sent
me
to bring the answer to you. But as I was coming, I was delayed by the prince of Persia, because Daniel was in the kingdom of Persia by that time. And this prince of Persia will not allow me to come. But God sent his archangel, whose name was Michael. He came to help me and clear the way. And this is the answer to your prayers. There was a promise. Before there could be performance, there has to be prayer. So Moses cry unto the Lord.
Moses, okay,
and God now said, Moses, why are you crying unto me? When we pray, we talk to God. When we pray, God talks back to us and he guides us through impossible situations. Hear what God now said to Moses. He said, tell the children of Israel to do what? To do what? I can't hear you. Say it louder. Say it to your neighbor. I didn't say to yourself. I said say to your neighbor. Look at your neighbor straight in there. I say go forward. Tell your neighbor, you cannot be here again. You cannot be at this level again. Go forward. Go forward. Hello.
Hi.
What was in the forward? What was in the forward?
Kilo wa niwaju okun pupa.
And you are saying what?
Oh, wa so pe ka tesiwaju.
Honestly, if you are the children of Israel and somebody tell you seriously, you are go for, will you go?
Ah, gaga bi a se joko okun pupa nbe niwaju wa. Won wa so fun wa pe o da mo lo. Se a lo.
You say we are.
Ah, and that's only pe nbo ni kin lo nbe.
There is no road. Do you want me to commit suicide? But when God says something and it looks impossible, it is because it is really possible. Because he will create something. He will make the path where you think is blocked. When you go at his word, as he guides you, you will see the way. Now give me the next verse 16. See how God guides See how God guides through impossible situations. God said to Moses, tell the children of Israel, you go forward, but you, Moses, lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. Oh my God. All the time they have been crying. Moses had the rod. Before the Egyptians came, the rod was in his hand. The solution was in his hand. But his eyes and his ears and his understanding were darkened. He did not know that the answer was in his hand. But everybody was crying. But there was solution. There was an unrecognized resource that he can use. There was a hidden capacity that Moses had. And listen to me, people of God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, something new is coming out of your life.
Amen.
Something new is showing up in your life.
Amen.
Something new is coming out of your life.
Amen.
The way maker is opening your eyes to something new.
Amen.
The unrecognized resource that you are not aware of, the way maker is opening your eyes to it.
Amen.
You didn't hear me. The way maker is opening your eyes to it.
Amen.
The way maker is opening your eyes to it.
Amen.
There are hidden capacity inside you. They are hidden. You don't know.
Oh man.
Your eyes have not been opened to it. You do not understand that you have that capacity. May God reveal them to you. Do you remember how I said you should be saying amen? How do you say amen? Your neighbor will say that. What will you answer your neighbor?
O le ju be lo.
Wa wa fi fa si o le ju be lo fa.
O le ju be lo fa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your hidden capacity at this meeting suddenly will be revealed.
Amen.
Say, Father,
Baba,
let my hidden capacity be revealed. Say it again. Say, Father,
Baba,
let my hidden capacity be revealed. Say it the third time. Sit down.
Ajaki ajoko.
The Midianites were oppressing Israel in the book of Judges. Anytime it was time for harvest, that's when the Midianites will come. And they will come like locusts and carry away the harvest of Israel. There was a man in Israel. His name was Gideon. The Bible says he was hiding and he was threshing corn at the wine press. At place, wine press. Hallelujah. He was threshing what? Talk to me, somebody. Where was he threshing it? Why would you carry corn? Why?
Why would you carry corn to go and thresh at the wine press?
Báwo ni a ṣe mú ọkà láti lọ sí ibi ìpakà?
Kojora won now.
Okay, ṣira won.
Okay, have you seen where they do palm oil?
Nje ati ri bi ti ati nse po pupa.
E ma soro se e ma soro.
Soro soke.
Eh?
Sha ati ri bi.
How does it look like?
Bo lo se ma ri.
Eh? Is it a flat surface or a hollow surface? It's a hollow surface. Now, when you get your gari and elubo, and you want to
spread it.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Jesus.
Do you put them in a hollow place or in a flat place?
Yeah, I office bi to jikoto abi bi to
when you now see somebody that carry his corn and took it whichever to where they are doing palm oil.
Ngba ti a ba ri iru eni be ti o mu nkan ru ba to mu lo si bi ti won tin se popupa. O lodi sira won.
Sojora won.
Kojora won.
Why would somebody be doing that?
Kilo de ti iru ele wa sele.
Because the place of the wine press is hollow.
Nitori pe bi ipaka oji koto.
So you can hide. Because if you take the corn to where they do the corn, it's a flat place. They will see you. But it was hiding because of the Midianites. And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And he said, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. Hidden capacity. And Gideon said.
Gideon,
what did I hear you say? Man of valor. You don't know me. If you know me, you will know that in the whole tribe of Israel. Thank you. My tribe, give me the one that said, my tribe is the smallest. In our tribe, my family is the smallest. Okay, thank you. Gideon replied, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of
Manasseh.
And me, Papa, in my family, I am what? So it is least in three places. My clan, we are the weakest in the tribe. The tribe of Manasseh itself is small. Among this small Manasseh, my own clan, my own Ebi Temi, Agbole Temi, Agbole Temi is even the smallest. In that Agbole now, my own family, my father, mother, brother, sister, we are the smallest. Now, among my father, mother, brother, and sisters, I am what? You are not saying I'm a man of valor. Did you not see I was hiding? The angel did not even answer him. The angel just said, go in this your might. There is something inside you that will be discovered now. Thank you, those three people who said amen. Can you say louder amen? There is a gift inside you that will be discovered.
Amen.
There is a grace inside you that will be discovered.
Amen.
There is a resource inside you that will be discovered.
Amen.
There is a capacity that will come out.
Amen.
There is a grace that will show up.
Amen.
There is a gifting that will show up.
Amen.
There is a skill that will show up.
Amen.
There is a capacity that will be revealed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
an unrecognized resource. A hidden capacity. A God embedded potential. Okay, what's potential in English and Yoruba now? Unto da na ni sha. Unto da na ni. I interpret the kokan be there. Oh God. E sha mo potential sha. Ye na ti da. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A God embedded potential. The one that the hand is a potential. It's inside you, but it's lying down dormant. God will steer it up for you.
Amen.
There is a miracle in your hand that you don't know about. Moses was carrying that miracle. He did not know. God had to open his eyes. God had to open his ears. And he said, Moses, bring out that rod in your hand. There is a miracle in your hand. That is the solution to this problem. We are not going anywhere. The solution is here. The solution is in your hand. There is something in your hand that I want to use. There is a miracle in your hand. I want you to lift up your significant hand. So I mean, if you are left-handed, you lift up your left hand. If you are right-handed, you lift up your right hand. All the hands are good. So the one that is significant that you use, that's what I want you to lift up now. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the potential in this hand, the miracle in these hands, let it manifest!
Amen.
Let it manifest.
Amen.
Let it manifest.
Amen.
Let it manifest.
Amen.
Let it manifest.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you. May God guide these your hands. May God guide these your hands. May God guide these your hands to make way for you. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Sit down.
Ajaki ajoko.
An unrecognized resource, a hidden capacity, a God embedded potential, a miracle in your hand, and also an overlooked instrument of power. An overlooked instrument of power. You have overlooked it. There are some giftings and some graces you have. There are some ideas that you have. You have overlooked them. There are some information you have. You have overlooked them. But God is bringing them out for you. There was a woman in 2 Kings. She was a widow. Many of us know this story. Before her husband died, they were in debt. And they used their two sons as collateral. And then the husband died. They had not paid the money. And when the time came, the creditors said, since you cannot pay, give us your two boys. They will come and be our slave. And she ran to the prophet. And he said, man of God, you know my husband who was your servant, that he feared the Lord. Now the creditors have come to take my two sons to be his slaves. The next verse, in 2 Kings chapter 4, so Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have where? I can't hear you. She was in an impossible situation. But the solution was where? I can't hear you. The solution was there. She didn't know. She said, your maid servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. And Elisha said, that's your solution. That's your miracle. It's already in your house. You already have the idea. You already have the gift. You already have the potential. It's to fan it up now. By the word of the prophet, that potential, that overlooked capacity, that overlooked instrument of power, that God embedded potential, by the word of the Lord, they shall come forth.
Amen.
So he said to her, go and borrow vessels from everywhere. You know, anytime I read this place, it amazes me. This woman, apart from the oil that she had, she had another skill. She had a skill, whatever. Do you know the skill that she had? You don't know? Do you want to know?
Yes, sir.
She can talk to people and they will borrow her. What led her to the problem? What led her to the problem? Borrowing. And the prophet said, it's a gift. It's a skill. Oh, you want to clap for Jesus? Clap for Jesus, somebody. You know how to talk to people. And they will borrow you. Before, it was money you borrowed. But now, don't borrow money. What are you going to borrow now? Go and borrow pots. They won't borrow you money again, but they will borrow you pots. Maybe you will not eat pots. Maybe you will eat pots. They borrow plenty. And she went. For you to know that she had that gift, she was just,
Mama,
and everybody was giving her. She had that grace. She had that skill. The skill that will take you to your next level. May God allow them to be manifested. I pray tonight, the skill that will take you to your next level, let them manifest. Let them manifest. Let them manifest. Let them manifest. Let them manifest.
Amen.
The The ones you have overlooked.
Eyiti o ti enani.
Otifojufoda. May God bring them to your remembrance.
Amen.
Put your hand on your head. Put your hand on your head. Say, Father.
Baba.
Open my mind. Open my mind to that forgotten capacity. Open my mind to that miracle in my hand. Open my mind to that miracle in my house. Go ahead. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. Open my mind. Open my mind to the forgotten help. To the miracle in my hand. To the miracle in my house. To the miracle in my house. Open my eyes. Open my mind. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
I want to pray with you. My time is up.
Mo fe gbadura fun yin.
Stretch forth your hand.
Aje ki anowo wa siwaju wa.
Oba to ndari afefe. Oba to
ndari afefe. Dari yo mi ti ti mo wa o. Oba to ndari afefe.
Okay, stretch forth your hand. I want to pray for you. I want God to guide you. I'm praying that God will guide you through that impossible situation so you will know what to do, the skill that you will use, the instrument that you will use, the path that you will take, the work that you will do. Listen to me, listen to me. If you don't know how God speaks to you, come to church on Sunday and tell pastor, I don't know how God speaks. Come and teach me. God will open your eyes. He will guide you now. And whatever he guides you to do, please begin to do it. Some of you, new things you will begin to do that will take you higher.
Amen. I
want you to believe God as I pray that he will guide you. I pray tonight, Father, for this God is our God and he will be our guide from now even unto the end. So Father, I pray, guide these your children.
Amen.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That hidden potential, let it manifest.
Amen.
That unknown resource, let it manifest.
Amen.
That forgotten capacity, let it manifest.
Amen.
May God open your eyes.
Amen.
God open your eyes.
Amen.
God direct you.
Amen.
May God open your eyes.
Amen.
To the miracle in your hand.
Amen.
To the miracle in your house.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will know what to do.
Woman to yako say.
To come out of that situation, you will know what to do. I pray that God will speak to you in a way and a form that you will understand. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The way and the manner in which you will understand. May God direct you.
Amen.
May God guide you.
Amen.
May God direct you.
Amen.
May God guide you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Open your eyes, look at me. After tonight, God will begin to lead you. Sometimes it will look like an idea. Sometimes it will look as if you are the one thinking it. If you want to be sure, just go to a spiritual person, if they're one of the pastors, for confirmation so that you can be guided. Because the one of the ways by which God makes a way is that He guides you. And I have this assurance tonight that He will begin to guide you. He will begin to lead you. It doesn't have to be what you studied in school. It doesn't have to be what you are doing presently. It can be a new thing entirely. Because he is the way maker. You are not thinking of that before. But he is making way for you there.
Amen.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Two more things I want to do tonight quickly. Tonight, if you are here and you want God to give you a new body part, I said, now you are believing God. Thank you. Okay, we're back. It's just electronics, it's not devil
at all.
In case somebody is thinking it's devil, it's not devil, it's at just all. Electronics. Devil. When the conference a kawaya. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, media people. You want God to create a new body part for you. I want to pray for you here right now. Wherever you are, come to the front. Come to the front. I want to pray for you. Oni Shegun. Choir, are you alive?
Aba ni daru ororemu ni la.
Where is the oil? Where is the oil? Where is the oil?
Kamo unti Jesu iro di lu lori sera uruko.
For me, now there's so many people, there's no way I'll be able to anoint every one of you. By the time I finish laying hand on everybody here, somebody will need to lay hand on me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, but listen to me. Listen to me. This is an unusual encounter. Hey, soro say. Hallelujah. In John, listen to this instruction I'm going to give to you. In John chapter 9, there was a man that was born blind. I'm sure you must have heard the story or read about it. You can go back home and read it. John chapter 9. He was born blind. There was no sign of eye at all. And the disciples asked Jesus, who sinned? That this man was born blind. This man or his parents? Jesus said, it's none of them. It's so that the glory of God can be done. See what Jesus did. He took his saliva with clay. He mixed his saliva with clay and he used it to make something like eye on that broad face of the man. He anointed the eyes of the man. After he anointed the man, he now told him the next verse. He said, go and wash in the pool. Yes. And he went. He washed. And the eyes pop off. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the Old Testament,
there
was a man whose name was called
Naaman.
He was leprous. His body. You know, have you been to leprous colony before? You
see how.
And he came to the prophet Elisha. Elisha did not even see him. He only told him. He said, go to the river. Of where? Go to River Jordan. Dip yourself inside 7 times. And you'll be healed. The man was. Isha went. When he was coming out the seventh time, the Bible says that his body, look at it, his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child. That's new skin. New skin. The one in John. The one I told you in John. New eyes. And the person who did it is here tonight. You didn't hear what I said. The person who did it is here tonight. Do you know his name? What's his name? Say louder. Thank you, Jesus. Now, so I'm going to pray with you. So I'd like you to put your hand. If it's a single part of your body and you know the location, even if it is internal, some they are internal organs, they are not out external organs. If they are internal organs, just place your hand some part where you feel it is. Or you just place your hand on your head. Waymaker, miracle worker,
promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here we are, Father. You see, this is what you have asked us to do. We present these ones before you, God of heaven and earth. Creator of the ends of the earth.
Yes, Lord.
You are the potter. You are the one that made us. You made every part of our body. You created every part of our body. Those who are well, they don't need a physician. It is those who are not well that needs a physician. Jesus, you are the great physician, and these ones need you now. They need you now. They need you now. They need you now. They need you now. And we ask, let the replacement be done. The replacement of parts, whether they are internal or external organs, let the replacement be done. 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 New kidney.
Amen.
New liver.
Amen.
New eyes.
Amen.
New womb.
Amen.
New breast.
Amen.
New kneecap.
Amen.
New heart.
Amen.
New ears.
Amen.
New tongue.
Amen.
New ones.
Amen.
New ones.
Amen.
God of unusual encounter, manifest yourself. Encounter, manifest yourself.
Amen.
God of unusual encounter, manifest yourself.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
New vessels.
Amen.
New arteries.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
New ears.
Amen.
New hands.
Amen.
New legs.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
Receive it now.
Amen.
Receive it now.
Amen.
Receive it now.
Amen.
That child that seems to be dull in academics, now receive new brain.
Amen.
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 Receive it now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let that leg become straight now.
Amen.
Let that back become straight now.
Amen.
New backbone.
Amen.
New spine.
Amen.
New waist.
Amen.
New hip.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Amen.
Whatever was not perfect in their bodies, I pray that according to the perfection you did it before, let it be done for them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Almighty God.
I say, Baba.
We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adoration.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Don't go. Don't go. Listen to me. Don't go. Don't go. Don't
go.
Jesus told the man,
Jesus suffered.
Go and wash.
Lord,
after anointing the man. He said, go and wash by the pool of Siloam. The prophet told Naaman, go and dip yourself in River Jordan 7 times. And this is what I feel the Lord wants you to do. Of course, you did not know, so you did not prepare. So when you are coming tomorrow, you come with a container that you can use to fetch water. You will fetch water from Grace Land here.
You
are not selling water.
Me,
I'm not selling water. I've asked Reverend, how many boreholes do you have? They say you have like 4. So, but this is what the Lord said you should do. You come with a vessel. Get water from this land.
Grace Land.
Now, if the organ is internal, then you will have to drink. If the organ is external, then you will have to use it. You can't carry buckets. Come here. Bottle. Ragolis bottle.
One ki amu bi go ragolis iwa.
Kise ke agbe. Kise ke agbe.
Jerrycan. 50 liters.
This is 25 liters. So, obodo ju.
Ragolis.
Half a liter lo. 500. Ki won tin pe.
CL.
Hallelujah. Then you go and mix it with your water in the house.
Oh, wow, Lord, that's your material fellow.
And then you use it to have your bath. You will come back here to testify.
Oh, Asibi, that you want to see Agbara Olorun. Amen, Jesus.
Is the instruction very clear?
Say, oh, yeah, wada, da.
Did I explain myself very well?
Oh, yeah, wada, da.
You can go back to your seat now.
Ejeke apada si aye wa. Ejeke apada wo fun Jesus.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen, Jesus.
Now, tomorrow morning when you are coming, I don't know the order of the program, but me, I want to pray specially for you on the work of your hand.
So,
come with something that represents your work. So if you are a fashion designer, come with a proof. Don't come with scissors. Don't come and shook somebody.
The proof
don't do.
The proof.
If you are a driver, your driving license. You're not ito.
Awako. Emu driver. Carpenter.
Carpenter. Kini efe mu abai. Just bring something. If you are a teacher, what do you bring?
Chalk and biro.
If you are a secretary,
I'm a biro.
Biro, none. Whatever. Shall bring something. If you are a minister like me, come with your Bible.
Abi,
just something to represent your work. Tomorrow morning by 5 a.m. Whatever you lay your hands on, it shall prosper. Bring out a very good offering tonight. Bring out a very, very good offering tonight. I want to bless that offering before I go. I want to bless that offering before I go. Have you been blessed? So many things to do. No time. Lift it up. Let us pray. Lift it up. Let us pray. If you are doing a transfer, just lift up your phone.
Transfer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you because you have done all things well.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In your dream tonight, may the angel of the Lord visit you.
Amen, Jesus.
Guide and direct you.
Amen.
May the May the sojourn of heaven walk upon your case tonight. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I bless this offering tonight.
Amen.
Multiply it to everyone.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God bless you. Okay, now those of you who are online, there's no way you will get the water here, but I want to pray for you. The water in your house.
So
those of you who are online, you are not in Ilorin here with us. You can get water from your house. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For those who are online, that as they take that water in their houses, I ask and I connect that water with the water on this ground.
Amen.
I connect that water
Amen.
With the water in this ground.
Amen.
According as you have spoken, Amen. So let the miracle happen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Baba.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God bless you. I see you tomorrow morning.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms @thfchurchng. Thank you.